This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell, speaking from Hawaii to reporters at the White House in Washington, updated recovery efforts on Monday after the devastating Maui wildfires.
Nothing can prepare you for what I saw during my time here, and nothing can prepare them for the emotional toll of the impact that this severe event has taken on them.
The blazes that consumed most of a historic town are already the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century, with a death toll of at least 96. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu is visiting Russia and Belarus in a show of support for those nations which the West has sought to isolate over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministry says Li will deliver an address at the Moscow Conference on International Security and meet with defense leaders from Russia and other nations. That will be followed by a visit to close Russian ally Belarus, whose territory was partly used to stage last year's invasion of Ukraine. While there, he will hold meetings and talks with Belarusian state and military leaders and visit military facilities. China has largely backed Russia in the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A fire at a gas station in the southern Russian region of Dagestan killed 25 people, including three children. Interfax news agency reported early on Tuesday, citing regional emergency medics. The fire started at an auto repair shop on the roadside highway on Monday night and caused blasts spreading to a nearby gas station, officials said. It took firefighters more than 3.5 hours to put out the fire that spread to an area of 600 square meters, TASS reported, citing Russian emergency services. This is VOA News. The African Union on Monday held talks on the Niger crisis as the country's post-coup rulers sounded defiance, yet also pointed to diplomacy for a potential solution. But talks at the AU's headquarters in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, coincided with a flare-up over threats by the regime to prosecute Niger's deposed president. Australia's biggest warship heads to the Philippines Monday, where tensions with Beijing have escalated in recent days over disputed waters in the South China Sea. The warship will take part in joint military exercises with U.S. forces in the Philippines. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The South China Sea is one of the world's most important waterways. It links the Indian Ocean to the Pacific and is a critical shipping channel with rich fishing grounds. Vice Admiral Mark Hammond, Australia's Chief of Navy, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Monday that Canberra wants to maintain peace in the region.
The South China Sea has been an area of tension now for many, many years. We've continued to conduct our operations and activities and our exercise with our allies and partners safely and securely despite those tensions.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A small-town police department in the midwestern U.S. state of Kansas raids the office of the local newspaper Friday, and now it's national news with freedom of speech in dispute. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Marion County Records editor and publisher Eric Myers says they took computers, cell phones, and other things needed to publish the paper.
This is the type of stuff that, you know, Vladimir Putin does, that third world dictators do.
Meyer also says they raided the home he shared with his 98-year-old mother who died the day after.
She wouldn't go to bed. She was sitting up and she was muttering to herself, this is going to kill me, this is going to kill me. And sure enough, it did.
Marion police defended the raid, saying while federal law usually requires a subpoena, there is an exception when there's reason to believe the journalist is taking part in wrongdoing. Meyer says there was no wrongdoing. I'm Julie Walker.
A court in the northwestern U.S. state of Montana in a landmark climate trial ruled in favor on Monday of a group of youths who accused the western U.S. state of violating their rights to a clean environment. The district court judge said a state law preventing agencies from considering the impacts of greenhouse gases when issuing permits for fossil fuel development was unconstitutional. The case brought by plaintiffs ranging from ages 5 to 22 has been closely watched because it could booster similar litigation that's been filed across the country. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.